Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
A-Reese is a 24-year-old award-winning South African rapper, songwriter, and producer that has been in the game since around 2014, 2015, thereabouts, with his first album release in 2016 for the critically acclaimed project Paradise. A few weeks back, he dropped a mixtape titled Triple TM, which stands for Today's Tragedy, Tomorrow's Memory. Just to whet your appetite for the much-anticipated Paradise 2, which will be his third studio album after From Me to You and Only You. And here's my review. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omos and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Can't complain. You know how it goes. April, we're about to wind this month down and I just do not know where the time is racing to. But let's do this thing. Do head over to the website, motomotomusic.com. Check out what we do there, more album reviews, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Motomoto Music Africa. And yeah, keep in touch. Otherwise, let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is
A-Reese's Today's Tragedy, Tomorrow's Memory was self-released on March 26, 2021. It has 13 tracks, 44-minute runtime, 5 features, and multiple producer placements that include A-Reese himself, Mash Beats, who he has worked with since the beginning, Logical Rhymes, IMP The Dawn, yeah, good stuff. Side note, I ended up doing this review after a comment from Brantley on YouTube, and Brantley said, can we expect a review for A-Reese Triple TM? And I said, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. So, here you go.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Mark 15 verse 35 is such a dominant delivery of realism. A-Reese asks pertinent questions about losing a brother and why he himself is alive when those he loves keep dying. I mean, so many questions about life from just that alone. But you go back and realize this is just a song. The beat lingers in your head long after the song is done. You get similar levels of delivery and storytelling on joints such as No Man's Land and Dichotomy, which in some way feels like an interlude at only 1 minute 40 seconds, but I guess that's how songs are these days. No Man's Land is definitely recommended, and I would kill to have Reese make a video for it. Firstly for the vividness, and then the switch-ups that happen in spectacular fashion throughout the song. The beat married so many scenarios together, and it leaves you wondering what happened, and why you liked it so much. IMP The Dawn put in that work on production for real. I highly recommend. Peep this for the bars. It's a war going on outside nobody's safe from. Ziggins ain't got a license, but got a handgun. These against shoot, but ain't never been to the range once. The vividness. Listen to this song, damn it. Dotted Lines is a masterful piece that starts in third person and quickly graduates to a narration of why Reese is really doing this, what motivates him, and his own T's and C's for the rap game. He's truly his own man, his own artist, and is not trying to be like anybody else, and this song makes you actually feel that. Hibachi is A-Reese tapping into a whole new space of being older than his age. He doesn't just rap, he spits bars, he makes sense, he questions life as much as he affirms it. His awareness and peripheral vision really set him apart in many ways because he can actually translate that into music that you can feel. I started hearing more youthfulness in the delivery on the 5-year plan, with a unique cadence that relies on some punchy ad-libs, and in my opinion, he would make the Migos super proud if they heard this one. on a number such as The Same Thing, there's some interesting vocal work. The vocals have a heavy delay added to them to offer the feeling of modern psychedelia. The repetitive nature of the lead melody then just grips you into some form of a trance. Epic stuff. Nightmare on Bryanston Drive featuring Bello Salo caught my ear instantly for the line, "I ain't been outside in a while. Open wide, let me get inside before I die." The first thing you think is the pandemic situation, of course. Well, I mean, a number of us have been locked up inside for quite a while, but you realize this borders on a thuggish romance record of a dude actually trying to woo a hot girl for a one-night stand after a night of performing around the clubs and all that. Bello Salo is fire, by the way.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
On the technical side of things, I found it rather interesting that a number of joints on Triple TM feel like long verses than full songs. On songs such as Hibachi, The 5-Year Plan, you get a lengthy verse and then the beats play out for a good chunk of a song, of the song, even over a minute. This is a thematic aspect that gives the listener a chance to appreciate the production on this project much more than if it were otherwise, and it's a genius move in my opinion. The collaborations on Triple TM all showed up, all of them. What I found was more than rap or the R&B mixed in, it was art and masterful storytelling. I could quote a lot of lines, but my experience is MCs and singers with this level of depth could take up a whole hour doing that, so I'm not going to do that. Great work from Words, J. Jody, Bello Salo, Ayanda Gia, and the legend Stogie T, of course, for blessing this project with their versatility and actually giving it such range. I don't think Reese's ability to rap has ever been in doubt, ever, but if anyone had questions, this project has a lot of answers. This one is undoubtedly for the real hip-hop heads. There's no gimmicks, but straight up journeying with a rapper that offers more than you think he will give you. I don't think I've heard two Reese projects sound the same ever, and that's a good thing. With this being a mixtape, there will be some leeway for the mixing and mastering side of things, so those are the rules I will abide by. Them.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Here's what I see in A. Weeks. This guy does not look for hits when creating music. He just so happens to make hits as a byproduct of expressing himself. If that isn't the most organic way of hit making, then I don't know what else to tell you, but it's really because his music ends up just resonating, and if anybody's a fan of A. Weeks, they're really a fan of A. Weeks, for real. You don't listen to Today's Tragedy, Tomorrow's Memory with the same ears you'd listen to most other rap records. It's simply not the way. The other side to it is maybe it's not radio friendly, but it's culture friendly. It's different. It's raw. It's cool. And it's non-conformist, just like A. Weeks is. There's the potential of a classic here, but I can assure you, hardly anybody could make a similar project if they were given a 2-year window to do it. Triple TM offers escapism from the wretched year we've all had and makes you realize that music is a short-term but welcome remedy, always. That being said, I cannot wait to hear Paradise 2 from A. Weeks. If this is just a mixtape, bruh, that album's gonna be fire. I did find Today's Tragedy, Tomorrow's Memory to be such an intriguing listen. I went into it with not much expectation, and not in a bad way. I just, you know, I was just like, you know what, let's just listen to it. I have a few favorites such as Hibachi, Mark 15, 35. Residual Self-Image, Bravo, Jimmy's Interlude, which in all fairness is not an interlude. It's actually a 4 minute, 18 second song. But I digress. My standout track is easily No Man's Land, which is quite a work of art, and just listen to it. But all in all, listen to the whole mixtape. Today's Tragedy, Tomorrow's Memory is amazing. And Aries outdid himself, considering that this is not even a studio album. It's a mixtape. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.